We're supposed to learn from our mistakes. So, you know, some people learn from their mistakes, and some people mistakenly try to say that they didn't make a mistake. But it's not always the wisest thing to do. So I got some feedback. Well, I had feedback on two different programs that I did, and it was different feedback. One was more positive, one was, I would say, not negative, but as far as I was concerned, it was negative. And I tried to analyze the difference, and I want to share with you the analysis because I think it could be relevant. Did a program which was mostly sessions for present people who are mechanchim, presently teaching, and it was extremely well received. The comments that we got were almost like life-changing. The question was asked, would you recommend this to you would recommend to your friends such a program? So they say it shouldn't be recommended. So I got a little bit, you know, I said it should be required. You know, like it was very, very positive. There was another series that was done, similar, which was for Koyle Yungalite. And it was not appreciated nearly as much, nor maybe for some people, not even appreciated at all. I would say it was somewhat appreciated, but it wasn't really, it didn't resonate, you know. And the obvious difference between the two is that these were people, the mechanchim already, were people who had experience, they had background, they had opportunity to test and apply some of the stuff that they were learning, and Mimela, they were able to appreciate it more. The others were, you know, it was like Koyle Yungalite, so it was more theoretical, and okay, very nice, what do I do with it, or how do I deal with it, okay, I heard it, now I forget it, and maybe I'll remember it, and it was a much, you know, very vague and very not real. So obviously, there is something to be said for people who have present classroom situations that any type of advice or suggestions or insights that you could give them is much more meaningful, is much more mamoshes, is much more tachlis, because, you know, they're in it and they have the opportunity to deal with it. But I think that there's some other things, too, which I think have to be pointed out, and I think they're worthwhile, and I think it can give us a very worthwhile lesson. And it seems to me that one of the big problems when it's theoretical, when I'm not in the classroom, I'm not a mechanech right now, is that I feel that, you know, all right, I heard something, and now what? Most things we hear go in one ear and out the other. And even if we hear something, I wasn't queen it. It didn't become, it could be in the classroom, they're queen it with shinu maisa. I don't know, they change it, they queen it, they apply. But it's not me, it's not mine, it's not real. I haven't, it's not an acquisition, it's not part of me. It's just something I heard, very nice. I heard another speech, and another speech, and another speech. And, all right, we hear speeches all the time, and they don't really end up, they don't add up to too much. So I think that the lesson from that to me, and I think that lesson is very relevant to all of us, and that is if we wish to pursue a goal and we wish to grow and learn in any area, and certainly in the area of being able to be a better mechanech, whether it's for Talmidim or for our own children, we have to do a lot of our own work, have to do a lot of our own research. We have to do a lot of our own review. We have to do a round of our own application. We have to go through the process of making a kinyan. So it's mine. When a person makes a kinyan on information, two things happen. If information, even if you have a good memory and you remember the information, you can't roll with the punches. Because see, information in chinuch is their applications. I know certain information. So what? Okay, so now I'm going to get up in front of a class and recite the information. Nobody's interested in recitals or speeches. The trick is that I have this base of information and I know how to call on it and use it and apply it to the situations at hand. The best chinuch is natural when something just happened to come up. There was some question that was asked. There was an incident that took place. There was an opportunity that came up. And I draw on this massive body of ideas and techniques and thoughts and insights that I have a kinyan on, and I instantaneously recall and apply and move with it and put it in the right place at the right time. That doesn't happen from listening to speeches. That doesn't happen from listening to recordings. That doesn't happen. It happens from working things through on your own. I'll never forget when we were... what's that?
Like from experience, you mean?
What's that?
Like from experience or from like thinking?
No. I'm not talking about the experience yet. Experience is, of course, that's the more experience you have with the experience without the thing, you just know that you need something. Experience with the stuff, of course, deepens the kinyan. But I'm talking even before the experience, that a person has to, I have to make it part of me. That happens when a person not just listens, because we all listen with between a tenth of an ear and a quarter of an ear, and probably less of a brain. So it needs something. I work on my own. I read, I research, I analyze, I take notes. I wrote something. I wrote a paper about this. I had some ideas. I wrote, let me just give what I was about to do. When we used to do the training for the Arachim seminars, so we had a very, very good system. We didn't want to give a person a lecture from a previous lecturer, because then they would just be canned. They would memorize it and say over the same thing the other person said. That's terrible. It has to be you. You need to have a kinyan on it. Anything you do that's not you comes across, what's the word, hollow. Hollow, is that the word? Yeah, it comes across like it's nothing. It's empty. It doesn't mean, okay, come on, you know, stop reciting your whatever they are. No, these are my ideas. What are my ideas? There's no Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. There's not all original ideas, but they're mine. I made them mine. They became mine. I made a kinyan. And Mimele, it's something. So that only happens when you work. What we used to do is, we used to, rather than giving a lecture to a person, we took three or four transcripts of lectures, the same lecture that different lecturers have given, and give it to a person who wants to learn that lecture. So he has many different examples of how many people dealt with the same topic, and he can then develop his own. He makes this, I like this, I don't like this, I could use this, this resonates with me, this is ridiculous, this is helpful, this is, and he puts, that's one. And the second thing to help him, this was also a very good thing, we had a one sheet which said the name of the lecture, the goal, what we want to accomplish, you know, I guess that's the brainwashing goal, you know, what we want to accomplish, the steps that we take, the general steps that you have to take in order to accomplish that goal, and then a couple of, you know, like an outline of a lecture, but to give a person just the guidelines to do it himself. And that's really what I think, to prepare for anything, and certainly for something as extensive and I would say complex as chinuch, and that's what it is today, and today it's become more complex because of the modern technology, because today people think they have all the information right here in the palm of their hand, and you know, they'll look on here in the middle of a shiur, somebody looked on Wikipedia to find out what kesef is. Don't ask me why they did that. But anyway, what?
Are you just saying to properly prepare before you give a class?
No. I'm not talking about before you give a class at all. I'm talking about prepare before you. Now, let me just. I'll try to make it clear. I'm talking about preparing. I'm saying that the way that we can get anything that we need to be koine yedias, approaches, tricks, tools, anything. It's all by working on ourselves, and it requires a lot of personal work. There are books out today. Today, I have between the books and between the stuff that's available in the Eitzer HaChochma or other places, there's tons of material. And the more that I study the material on my own, and the more that I put together my ideas, then I make a kinyan. The thing I'm advocating for right now is kinyan. Unless a person, basically what I'm saying is like this, all these things, this half hour a week that we take could be really a waste of time. Yeah, finally I came to that conclusion. After 20 years, 30 years, I came to that conclusion, yeah? But it wouldn't be a waste of time if we work on it ourselves. Anything that you want to be koine, you have to work on it. And you work on it, not see, and some people think the work, I'll listen to the lecture again and again. Listen to the lecture again and again does not make a kinyan. That's not a kinyan. A kinyan is I research, I look at sources, I look at primary sources, I read, I study, I take notes, I think about it, I say, yeah, this makes sense to me, this doesn't make sense to me, why doesn't this make sense to me? Well, let me work on it, I'll try to make some sense out of it, or I'll try to say it's not making sense and I'll go for something else. And in the process, if a person to stand in front of a classroom and to be able to deal with the issues and answer the questions, and let me just step back for a moment. The answer that we give when we don't know the answer, and when I go home and research it, is Eino Doime. Somebody said to me something very interesting yesterday. They were all passionate about something, and they said they want to talk about it, and it didn't work out. So we talked about it at a different time. I said, "Oy, I lost that passion." And it wasn't the same, like, it's not the same conversation. If something comes up in a classroom and you know, especially somebody's bothered by something happened, somebody said something, they learned something and they have a question, and that's the time. Yes, if you don't know the answer, you have to say, I don't know. You have to say, it's a very good question. I don't know the answer, but I'll find out and I'll come back tomorrow. Tomorrow's answer will never be as relevant and as powerful and as well received as today's, because today is Mishas Maisa. The fire is burning. Now I'm concerned. Now I ask the question. And oftentimes a question comes out of a whole discussion and everybody's into it. And that's when, so for that, it's not enough. I'm going to go home. I have a book of notes about all the questions that people might ask and all of the answers. That's by the time you come back tomorrow with the answer, especially if you read it out of the book or you memorize it, it doesn't do anything for anyone. It has to be me. I'll never forget one of my most disturbing experiences is in a session for Machanchim that we did many years ago. Remember, it was in Cedarhurst, and there were about 70 teachers there. It was a whole series we had one summer. And I was giving a session together with Yinon Kalazan, who's one of the veteran lecturers for Arachim, and we were talking about answering questions, people's questions, you know, answering questions. And we did such a beautiful presentation on what's bothering them and how to understand what they're really asking and the basic concepts that are behind the question and what issues that are on their mind that they express it in this question, but in reality, that I thought it was a masterful presentation. And all we heard from the audience was, just tell us the answers, just tell us the answers, just tell us the answers. And like, no, if we just tell you the answers, so you won't know how to do it, you won't understand what you're doing, it won't mean anything, it won't be you, it'll be canned, it'll be artificial, it'll go over your head or over their head, or it could be a waste of time. Don't tell us the answers, give us the tools, and then we should work on it, and then some answers too, but it's the operative word is kinyan. Anything that we wish to be successful presenting has to be us. It's me. This is me talking. I'm not reciting somebody's speech. It's me. And even if a person needs notes, but it should be very clear, these are the notes that I write, and these are my words. I'm just referring to them because I don't want to leave anything out. I don't want to make any mistakes. But if I'm reading unless there's a dramatic piece that somebody wrote, and you read like this Mark Twain's essay, or there are other beautiful things that people write, so that's part of a discussion. But it has to be, and that requires a kinyan. So therefore, really what I'm suggesting is, which I'm not going to suggest because I enjoy these sessions, I don't know if anybody else does, but what I'm going to suggest is that we really have to start doing a lot of reading on our own. I must say that when I see some of the books that we have in the hallway there, in that resource center, when I see them lying around the Beis Medrash, and that means, I hope it means people are doing a little reading, that's a very good thing, because it means people are doing things on their own. But if we don't do it, it has to be us. And the same thing, you know, let's leave teaching alone, just parents. You know, children really look to their parents for guidance, and they when children stop looking to their parents for information and guidance, what really means they gave up. Not they gave up on the issue, they gave up on their parents. Well, listen, my parents are not going to tell me anything. They can't, they don't know, they don't get it, they don't understand. They're not updated, they're not with it. They're okay, so I have to find my information other places. And unfortunately today, anyone who looks to find information other places can very, very, very easily find information in the wrong places. Information in the wrong places is in the wrong places, and it's the wrong information. So as a parent, push it the parent, you want to be able to answer your children's questions. Now, remember, children are very smart. I think everybody here would agree that children are always smarter than their parents. No, isn't that true? Children are always smart, no? Huh?
Yeah.
Most people think that, right? Children. Hillel certainly thinks that, right? Most children think that. All right. Yeah, you're right. The parents of the children think they're smarter than their parents. But the next generation always thinks they're smarter, you know. And it used to be they say, oh, the immigrants came here. Oh, these are the greeners. You know, they came, they don't know anything. They don't know anything about American life. They don't know anything. Oh, they're naive. They're this, they're old-fashioned. You know, like, it's true. It's true. I don't know if it's true. But the mice, children always think that way. So if you want your children to get information from you as opposed to the outside world, and the outside world has all kinds of mixed up information, misinformation, fake news, and everything else. If you want them to get the information from you, you got to be able to really present more than just some regurgitated piece that you memorized, or I heard somebody say something, I think maybe it sounds like this. It requires kinyonim. And therefore, I'm suggesting that on the basic concepts, the concepts of Yahadus, the purpose of life, the purpose of human existence, the purpose of Torah Misinai, what it's all about, what mitzvahs, the benefit of mitzvahs, the hashkofa, what Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh is all about, what, how you deal with suffering in life and questions and Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo and all of these things. We have to ourselves have a kinyan, have a real. I've read, I've researched, I've maybe written something about it, or at least I've made notes about it, and these things are real. And then when your kids start to talk to you, you can have an intelligent conversation. They say, first of all, it's always good. A kid loves to say, hey, my father, really, he's not as stupid as I thought he was. You know, like Mark Twain says, he says, when I was 15, I thought my father was very, very ignorant. By the time I became 20, I was amazed at how much he learned. You know what I mean? So like, you want, and we need this, the basics of Yahdus. I find today, and it's so sad, that people, yeshiva kids, yeshiva graduates, the basics of Yahdus, they really have no idea what it's all about. They know words. Hashem created the world. Why? What? The Torah. What's it all? Very vague concepts. That's number one. And then I find something which is extremely telling and extremely scaring, and I'm just saying it for the effect and to maybe motivate people to do something. And that is, I find that many teachers and rebbeim do not want to allow, certainly not encourage, maybe not even tolerate questions, because what? Because they themselves are afraid that they don't know the answers. And that's so sad. There's no new questions out there. Nobody came at the basics. The basics of Yahdus are as old as creation. No, before creation. And since Maimon Har Sinai, nothing changed. It's all there. It's all in Shas, it's all in Medrash, it's all in Rishonim, it's all there. But we have to master it, and if we don't have those, you know what they do. So that nobody likes to say I don't know. So they say, oh, we don't ask such questions. Oh, we don't. Everybody knows that the generation that grew up at the beginning of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, that came here, the immigrants that came to America, their children. Most of the children they lost, they went to public school, they didn't have yeshivas, came on, and they drifted. And if they were to accredit what was an underlying factor in their drift, is whenever they would ask a question about why I can't go with my friends to a baseball game on Shabbos, and why I can't eat over here, and why I can't do this, and why I can't do that, and so forth, the answer would always be, that's to the Yiddish-speaking community, and I don't know, others said it in English or in other languages, because it's steht geschrieben in the Torah as mitor nicht. The Torah says you're not allowed. Now, that's really the ultimate truth. There is no truer answer than that. The reason you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos is because the Torah says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And the reason you're not allowed to eat Tarfis is because the Torah said you're not allowed to eat Tarfis. But that answer, when that's given to someone, like, I asked you why, and you tell me dogma, and it turned off more people to Yiddishkeit maybe than anything else, because it doesn't make any sense. And oftentimes, if you can't make any sense out of it, so I think to myself, you can't make any sense out of it. That means you don't really understand what it's all about, so why should I do it? And you're doing it means nothing to me, because you're doing it as just some mechanical rote habit, fear, whatever it may be. And people, mamash, get turned off. And it's a very serious problem. It turned off so many people. So I really think that, now again, I'm not advocating that people should do this during the time of Storim, not advocating people should do this instead of learning, but there are times when we have a little time to read, a little here, a little there, you're going to sleep at night. If you read some of these books before you go to sleep at night, it'll help you go to sleep earlier, because you may think they're boring and you'll just, fall asleep. It might help, I don't know. Anyway, but I think it's very important. If we wish, we have to train ourselves. We have to make kinyonim on these basic concepts, and it can make all the difference in the world. There is though, and it just says sort of just
tangent. The kid asked the question, we should What's give that?
What'd you say?
When the kid asked the question, we should give him marmakomos.
No, you should know the Maran Mekoyma so well that you can tailor make an answer to exactly what he's asking based on your vast knowledge and kinyan of all that information. A kenyan means...
Isn't that an innate skill? Not
what?
Easily acquired.
I can't hear you. What?
Isn't that an innate skill? It's kishrus.
I'm sorry.
Can do
that. What? We have a room full of Bali Kishrin over here. Did you ever hear them call us stupid Jew? Never. They called us every other name in the book. I never met a stupid Jew. I could meet some people who are a little bit smarter. I never met a stupid Jew. Well, anybody. What?
No, I understand.
The difference between the level of intelligence is most likely, I would say in the majority, not completely, but in the majority, how much time and effort you put in to making that kinyan. In other words, there are people that can look at something and they kinyan it immediately. They have that talent, that skill, that brilliance. There are people that can look at something and it takes them a while to get it. And there are times when the guy that it takes a longer time to get it will make a better kinyan because of the fact that he struggled with it until he got it, he was kinyan it. It's him. Whereas the other one who got it so fast, sometimes, oh, I got it, it came and it went all with the same speed. So there's milas on each side. Work can make it happen. There's so much today. You walk into a Judaica bookstore, besides the stuff that we have over here, you're working, every other day they're coming out with a new book. And all of these books, I would say, everyone has something. Has a little bit. This one says this better. This one says this better. So as much as we can to see varied approaches to things and to develop an arsenal to be able to not just answer questions, but to be able to present the Yadus in a very, very positive way. Because it's the difference between people sticking attractive with it. And what?
We want attractive too.
Who?
We want also, besides positive, maybe we want attractive.
Attractive?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to make it attractive. What are you going to, I don't know. I mean, dress up nicely. What?
No, because
it's true. It makes a difference. If you dress nicely in the classroom, your ashpo is greater. No question about it.
Not just fluff.
Comb your hair. What?
Not just fluff.
We're not talking fluff. Fluff is when there's no kinyan, there's fluff. Because there's just words. When you have the information, you know it, you understand it, it's real to you. Then something else. Let's just conclude because it's late with one more thing. There's another piece which I didn't even touch on, and that is as follows. Sometimes we ourselves have only a superficial appreciation of the information that we're giving over. A superficial appreciation of information that you're giving over means that the next generation that will get it will be even more superficial. The only thing that really is connects is if it's real by me. This is my reality. This I see it bechush. This is me. I'm standing by Har Sinai right now, 3,300 years later. Oh, if you're standing by Har Sinai, then you tell me how it is. How's the weather there by Har Sinai? It's a whole different story. But it has to be my reality. So it has to be my reality to master the information, and it has to be my reality to be able to influence others to recognize and appreciate the information. So all of these things, that was the lesson that I learned from this thing, and I really think that's what it's about. So for our purposes, I think that whether it's for teaching others, or whether it's even just for inspiring our own families, or I dare say, even if it's just inspiring ourselves, they say the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael, a lot of things they mix up. I don't know who said it, but they say, when I was young, I thought I was going to teach to conquer the whole world. Then I got a little bit older, I realized I should have started with my country. Then I got a little older, I realized I should have started with my city. Then I got a little older, I realized I should have started with my family. And then when I got old and really smart, I realized I should have started with myself. So I would say, let's get smart. Let's start with ourselves. Let's familiarize ourselves with the information. Let's be kind of the information. Let's take different versions of the information. Let's write some notes on the information. And the other thing, and I want after Sukkot to start that, I met with somebody today, we talked about it, to start making presentations. You guys have to learn how to speak. If you don't take advantage of speaking opportunities, you may have depth and wealth and endless information. But if you can't get up in front of a group and talk, then that information is buried. And information is not, unless you can write, but even that is a... Anyway, that's the story, gentlemen. Have a good one.